Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Welcome to Tuesday's podcast. Our reading today is 1 John 2, verses 21 to 27, but I shall focus on verse 24. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. A thought for the day. Today I want to talk about rusty cars. Now, rust is the enemy of all old cars. Apparently, metal forms a layer of iron oxide, and in the presence of moisture causes oxidisation. Now, this would explain my 80s childhood. My dad spending hours and hours trying to remove rust from a succession of cars we had over the years. First, he'd try various chemicals to sort it. Then if that didn't work, he'd grind it out with an angle grinder. And if not, he'd have to cut it out completely. You see, rust spreads and it can weaken and eat away at the car. It'll destroy metal if it's untreated, and it can have devastating consequences. Well, in today's passage, John is talking about an equally corrosive problem in the church. He tackles head on this idea of the Antichrist, or in John's original words, would have been the anti-Messiah. Well, the question is, well, who the heck is the Antichrist? Now, if you Google Antichrist, you'll get some weird and wonderful suggestions, ranging from Vladimir Putin to even David Hasselhoff. How the Hoff ended up on the list, I don't know. Some even say the European Union is the Antichrist. Well, here's the thing. John doesn't actually tell us who. That's not really his interest here. He's more interested in highlighting the negative effects on these so-called anti-messiahs on the local Christians and the church. The theologian Tom Wright says the effect of these so-called anti-messiahs was a bit like rust to the church. We don't know the specific details of who John is addressing. Some say it's a letter in Ephesians. It's most likely a kind of circular letter. But what we do know is that a number of people have left the local church to join these kind of new messianic movements. There are a number of people going around claiming to be the Messiah, and they gathered different people to them. They had big appeal. They had impressive rhetoric and demanded change of the status quo and offered a very sure way to deal with the issues quickly and immediately. But it left some Christians genuinely confused, because underneath their clever, impressive rhetoric was a philosophy, a kind of rust, which left Christians undermined. And they began to doubt that Jesus wasn't really the Messiah. He wasn't really the Son of God, and his word to us isn't particularly final. John's response to the church is clear and concise. These political so-called messiahs are a flash in the pan. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. He encourages the church, and we too can take encouragement from this. Remember that you've been anointed, he says in verse 20. Messiah means anointed one. And as a follower and believer in Jesus, we receive the anointing of the Holy Spirit. This picture would have made perfect sense to the recipients of this letter. John's message is this: God himself by his Spirit lives in you to renew us and to transform us. He can do great things through our lives. You see, the rust was a creeping, undermining doubt. St. Paul says in 2 Timothy 2:16, stay away from foolish, useless talk, because that will lead people further away from God. In this current season of anxiety, the US elections, racial tensions and many more, we are susceptible to great fear. The anti-messiahs exploited the moment, stoked fear and undermined faith. We're to root out any spiritual rust in our hearts. We should definitely be aware that in this season we are absorbing anxiety like passive smokers, and it will affect us. But make sure that God's words, his truth that John is talking about this day, begin to shape our lives, that we are anointed, that God is with us, and he that is in us is far greater than he that is in the world. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, we recognize that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord, I pray that anything within us that is unhelpful, thoughts, behaviors, etc., Lord, that we will bring before you this day in Jesus' name. And embrace your forgiveness, embrace your freedom once again. Amen. 1 John 2, verses 21 to 27. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is whoever denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a person is the Antichrist, denying the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. As for you, see that you have heard from what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you will also remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life, you are love, you bring light to the darkness, you give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out. Praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.